When Alan Gross came in to address reporters back on American soil, he paused to take in the two bright American flags in back of the podium. He then reached out and touched one.
I guess so far it's the best Hanukkah that I'll be celebrating for a long time. What a blessing it is to be a citizen of this country.
Gross especially thanked his wife Judy for all her efforts on his behalf. But the government contract worker also thanked the U.S. policymakers who never let up on their efforts to free him. He was imprisoned on espionage charges for giving Cuban Jewish communities communications technologies. One of those lawmakers who wrote letters and endorsed resolutions on Gross's behalf was his home state senator, Maryland's Barbara Mikulski. She says once she learned the Pope was going to Cuba, lawmakers asked him to bring up Gross's case with Raul Castro.
We asked if the good offices of the papacy and the Vatican on their own visits could raise the issue of Alan Gross to do that.
It seems that call to the Vatican worked. President Obama credits the Pope with bringing U.S. and Cuban officials together.
His Holiness Pope Francis issued a personal appeal to me and to Cuba's President Raul Castro, urging us to resolve Alan's case and to address Cuba's interest in the release of three Cuban agents who've been jailed in the United States for over 15 years.
Those three agents were a part of the so-called Cuban Five. Some spied on the U.S. military, and one was locked up for helping shoot down a U.S. plane. While the White House denies there was a trade, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is denouncing the move.
I'm always concerned anytime we trade legitimate spies in exchange for an innocent American, because it sets a precedent. It actually now creates an incentive for other governments to take innocent Americans hostage.
The president says for some time he's wanted to normalize relations with Cuba, but the imprisonment of Gross proved a massive roadblock to his efforts. Now that Gross is free, the administration is moving swiftly to allow more Americans to travel to Cuba. The U.S. will allow exports into Cuba, and American visitors can bring up to $400 worth of Cuban goods back to U.S. soil, though only $100 of that can go to tobacco products and alcohol. Gross says the embargo is a mistake, and he's glad the White House is easing the restrictive policy.
5.5 decades of history show us that such belligerence inhibits better judgment. Two wrongs never make a right. I truly hope that we can now get beyond these mutually belligerent policies. And I was very happy to hear what the president had to say.
Rubio and other prominent Republicans are now vowing to block the president from normalizing relations. Some in the GOP are threatening to block funds for the building of a U.S. embassy in Havana. Rubio says he's exploring his options, but is vowing to try to stop the administration's efforts in Cuba.
And it is the role of Congress to provide oversight over these sorts of issues and to implement policy. The president's job is to execute policy, which time and again he seems to have forgotten. But I intend to use every tool at our disposal in the majority to unravel as many of these changes as possible. And I do so not out of any sort of animosity towards the administration, but out of animosity towards the Cuban regime's repression of the Cuban people.
But the GOP is far from monolithic on the issue. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake was one of three lawmakers to fly into Havana to bring Gross home. For years, he's been a loud voice in Congress calling for an end to the embargo. He says he'll oppose Republican efforts to stop the erection of a Cuban embassy, especially because an estimated 400,000 Americans visited Cuba last year, and he expects that to increase because the administration is easing travel restrictions further.
It's going to be a lot more under the new, general licenses for most travel. To tell those Americans that travel there, sorry, you're out of luck if you have a problem if you're looking for a U.S. embassy. I just don't think that that's right.
With Republicans taking over the Senate in January, the Cuba debate seems to just be getting started on Capitol Hill. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.